Hello. We welcome you back to Everyday English. I would like to discuss two points of grammar and vocabulary usage in this lesson. The first has to do with a simple word,
tide, spelt T-I-D-E, tide.
The second is about the two simple words,
fairly and rather.
Fairly is spelt as
F-A-I-R-L-Y, fairly.
And rather as
R-A-T-H-E-R, rather.
There seems to be some confusion about one idiomatic use of the word tide. Its basic meaning is
the rise and fall of the water level in oceans and seas.
This word has the same pronunciation as another word in English, spelt and written as
T-I-E-D, tide.
This latter word is the past tense form of the verb tie, meaning
bind or fasten something with a rope.
There is no difference between the two forms of tide and tide. There is no pronunciation difference between them, that is. There is a tendency among some writers of English to wrongly substitute the one spelling for the other. There's the common English expression,
tide someone over.
Tide someone over. And this means
to help someone deal with a difficult situation or problem for a time until the problem or difficulty is resolved.
And you do this generally by providing his needs.
Tide someone over. For example,
you can give that person money to tide him over until he is out of financial difficulty.
Now listen to this.
You were going to say something about your headmaster when I interrupted you.
Yes. As I said, I had every reason to be thankful to him.
He's known to be generous.
In the confusion, I inadvertently dropped my wallet containing all the money I had.
Bad luck.
None of my friends was in a position to help me.
And you went to the headmaster?
I didn't. He sent for me. He must have heard about my difficulty. And guess what? He wrote me a check for 200 Ghana cedis to tide me over till my father sent me money.
He wrote me a check for 200 Ghana cedis to tide me over till my father sent me money. Now the expression is tide me over, not tie me over. Listen again. Tide me over. Tide me over. Not tie me over, as we often hear.
He wrote me a check to tide me over till my father sent me money.
The headmaster found that Kofi was in financial trouble. He gave him help. Such help is always temporary, as in this case. Now, here's another example.
Your uncle has promised us 300.
This unexpected offer of help should tide us over our difficulties.
Tide over. Tide is normally used as a noun, but it is used as a verb in this idiom. Both as a noun and as a verb, it refers to movement or motion of some kind. A number of idioms deriving from tide contain the basic idea of motion or movement.
This unexpected offer of help should tide us over our difficulties.
And this literally means
it should carry us over and across our difficulties.
The same idea of motion is implied in
thanks for the sugar. It should be enough to tide me over the weekend.
That is,
it should be enough to take me over to the beginning of next week.
We now turn to the two expressions, fairly and rather. These two words have about the same meaning. Fairly means
moderately, but not as much as we should like.
Which implies that
we are a little disappointed.
Yes, but in general, we use it to convey favorable or pleasant ideas. For example,
your performance at the interview was fairly good, but I think you could have done better.
And it means your performance was moderately good, not very good, a little disappointing. Nonetheless, it gives us cause to be pleased. Here's another example.
The food in Divine Cafeteria is fairly good, but it is much better in this one.
Fairly good. One has cause to be pleased. There's something pleasant about the situation, but it's only moderately good. Could be better. Now, the expression rather as considered in relation to fairly. Rather also implies moderation, but we usually use it with words which have unfavorable associations. Now, just listen to this short exchange.
John has some dirty habits. He should watch them if...
That's rather a nasty thing to say about a friend behind his back.
That's rather a nasty thing to say about a friend behind his back. Nasty is not a pleasant word. Hence the use of rather to express the notion moderately. That is a rather nasty thing to say about a friend. Here's another example.
I am afraid your son is getting rather unruly. Perhaps it's time we sent him back to you.
Now let's briefly sum up what we've learned. We've considered the word tide, spelt
T-I-D-E, tide, referring to the rise and fall of the water level in oceans and seas.
This should be distinguished from another word pronounced in the same way, but spelt
T-I-E-D.
The first tide, associated with the rise and fall of water in water bodies, is used idiomatically to mean
to help someone deal with a difficult situation for a time until it is resolved.
The help may take the form of a gift or loan of money, as in this one.
Take this. I hope it will tide you over till the end of January.
We've also looked at fairly and rather, two expressions for indicating moderation with words expressing favorable and unfavorable associations, respectively. As in,
he is fairly reasonable.
She is known to be rather stubborn.
Thank you. Now, listeners, we thank you for your attention. Our discussion of the two expressions has left a lot unsaid. We shall continue the point in a future lesson, so please remember to tune in. Till then, it's goodbye from us.